Someone asked that we speak about why it is that some people at Maariv include the paragraph Baruch Hashem Le'olam Amen V'Amen after Hashkivenu, before Shemoneh Esrei, and other people do not include that paragraph. So it's difficult to talk about just that topic without also including a major discussion of Smichas Kula L'Tfila in general. There is a Gemara in Maseches Brachos and Avdala and Beis where the Gemara says that anyone who Sameh Kula L'Tfila is a Ben Olam Haba, someone who Shal Arvis, someone who does Smichas Kula L'Tfila even at nighttime, even at Mariv, is considered to be a Ben Olam Haba. The Rishonim struggle with Kamana, of all the things to be a Ben Olam Haba for, Smichas Kula L'Tfila, that's what you become a Ben Olam Haba for. But the Gemara records in Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shua ben Levi whether or not Smichas Kula L'Tfila is required at Mariv. Shachris, definitely. You need to do Smichas Kula L'Tfila right after Gal Yisrael. You go straight into Shemoneh Esrei. You can't break with anything else. Machlokas in regards to Maariv. Rabbi Yochanan holds that you're Ben Olam Haba if you do it at Maariv, and therefore you should and must do it at Maariv. Rabbi Shua ben Levi says, no, it's not necessary to do Smichas Kula L'Tfila at Maariv. The Gemara says that the Machlokas could be based on Svara, or it could be based on a Pasuk. Svara, and the Svara would be that certainly everyone agrees the Iker Geula happened during the daytime. The Etzem Hayom Hazeh happened during the daytime. Question is the nighttime a secondary time of Geula? Since the Geula was getting underway then also with Makas Becharos, whatever else, maybe the nighttime was also partially a time of Geula, and therefore enough to require Smichas Kula L'Tfila. Whereas others would say, no, the nighttime wasn't the time of Geula, there's only one Geula, and that was in the morning, and therefore there's no sense in doing Smichas Kula L'Tfila at nighttime. The Gemara itself asks, what about Hashkivenu? Gaal Yisrael at Maariv comes before a whole bracha, a whole paragraph of Hashkivenu. Isn't that a break between Geula and Tfila? So the Gemara says, no, Hashkivenu is considered Geula Arichta. It's considered part of the Geula. Rabbi Yonah explains that Hashkivenu was what we were saying as we were being Nigal from Mitzrayim. That's what we were proclaiming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so it is reminiscent of the Geula itself, and therefore it's part of the Geula. That's how Tamid Rabbi Yonah explains it in Maseches Brachos. Now, why do we have to do Smichas Kula L'Tfila? So Rashi quotes two possibilities. One, Rashi says, is the sources in Tehillim. In Tehillim Perek Yutes, David HaMelech says, Hashem Tzuri V'Goali, and in Tehillim Kapitel Chaf, he says, Yan Hashem B'Yom Tzara. Yan Hashem B'Yom Tzara is an obvious reference to Tefila. Hashem Tzuri V'Goali is an obvious reference to Geula. He puts Geula right before Tefila. So you see that you have to have Smichas Kula L'Tfila. But then Rashi says something else. He says, we also know Smichas Kula L'Tfila because from Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi Maseches Brachos says, someone who doesn't do Smichas Kula L'Tfila, it's ki'ilu, he goes to knock on a king's door, and then by the time the king comes to open the door, the guy ran away, and he's not there anymore. So the king, not only is he not going to, the guy not going to have a chance to talk to the king, king's going to close the door, lock the door, and never want to come in next time he hears the knock. He's going to say, it's probably one of those crazy kids from the neighborhood that keep knocking and running away, and he's not going to answer the door anymore. So Smichas Kula L'Tfila, says the Yerushalmi, is you knock on the door, that is your Geula, that's Geula, you're getting God's attention. And then you have to be there when he opens the door so you can talk to him and ask him for the things you need and say bakashos. So that's the idea of Tefila. That's the idea of Smichas Kula L'Tfila in the view of Rashi in the name of the Yerushalmi. Tamid Rabbein Yonah say, no, it's much more profound than that. Tamid Rabbein Yonah say, not more profound, but different than that. Tamid Rabbein Yonah say, why did God give us a Geula? He gave us a Geula from Mitzrayim so that we wouldn't any longer be the Avadim of the Mitzrim, we would now be the Avdei Hashem. How do we demonstrate that we understand the purpose of Geula? By going and acting like Avdei Hashem. Ezoi Avoda Shebelev, what is the definition of Avoda? Tefila. So we immediately engage in Tefila after Geula to demonstrate that we understand what Geula is all about. Rabbi Yonah then says another possibility. When we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for things, it is the ultimate expression of bitachon. Vayaminu b'Hashem uv'Moshe Avdo was accomplished because we had Geula. So when we remind ourselves of Geula, we express bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know how we express bitachon? By asking God for refuah, for parnasa, for all these things, for Eretz Yisrael, for Malchus Beis David, for all the things that we ask Him for. How's that an expression of bitachon? Because if you don't have any money, I wouldn't ask you for money. If you don't have the ability to give me refuah, parnasa, Eretz Yisrael, Malchus Beis David, everything that I want, then I wouldn't ask you for it. The fact that we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for these things is the ultimate expression of bitachon in the Ribono Shel Olam. So that's why we have Smig School too, according to the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah. Now, is there a difference between asking for between Smig School Tefillah during the daytime, Smig School Tefillah at nighttime? So very much bekitzer, Rav Willig in his Sefer Am Mordechai and Maseches Brachos and Siman Dalet has an unbelievable vart in Oz Beis. He points out that there is a famous chakira in the Achronim. What's smicha school of tefillah for? Is it an enhancement of the geula, that tefillah enhances the geula? Or is it that geula enhances the tefillah? Which one? So he says, the chorot's tali in the deos of Rashi and Rabbeinu Yonah. If you hold like Rashi from the Yerushalmi, that it's all about the geula is knocking on the door to get HaKadosh Baruch Hu's attention, then once we get HaKadosh Baruch Hu's attention, we're supposed to talk to him. What's the goal? The knocking or the getting his attention and talking to him? The goal is clearly talking to him. The goal is tefillah. Geula enhances tefillah. If you say like the Rabbeinu Yonah, that when we say tefillah, that's just our expression of bitachon, or our expression of avdus, as a way of indicating to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we get it, we know what geula was supposed to be all about. So the tefillah is an enhancement of the geula. Says Rav Willig, shachris is a zman geula. Shachris makes sense to do smichas geula tefillah both as an enhancement of the geula, tefillah as an enhancement of the geula, and geula as an enhancement of the tefillah. Mariv is not as man geula, and therefore it only makes sense if we're using the geula to enhance the tefillah, not if we're using the tefillah to enhance the geula. So says Rabbi Will, you ever notice in shuls, Shulchan Aruch Paskins this way, when it's Rosh Chodesh, before Shachris Shmona Esrei, they'll clap, but no one will ever say the words, Yalav Yavo! But at Mariv, they clap and they say, Yalav Yavo! How do they allow that hefsik at Mariv and not during Shachris? Because what do those words help to do? They help to enhance the tefillah. At Mariv, the whole din of smicha school of tefillah is only an enhancement of the tefillah in the first place. If you have something that you need to do to better enhance the tefillah, you can sacrifice smicha school of tefillah for that. At Shachris, smicha school of tefillah is also to enhance geula. You can't add in some extra enhancement of the tefillah and sacrifice your enhancement of geula. Rabbi Willig also goes so far as to say that's why the halacha is in Shulchan Aruch. You come into shul late. You're either going to be able to daven with the tzibur or do smichas geula tefillah. Which should you choose? Difference between shachris and mariv. When it comes to mariv, daven b'tzibur. The whole idea of smichas geula tefillah at mariv anyway is only to enhance the tefillah. There's no greater enhancement of the tefillah than davening b'tzibur. It's a better enhancement of the tefillah than smichas geula tefillah is. But at shachris, smichas geula tefillah is also about enhancing geula. So you might as well sacrifice tefillah b'tzibur, because you can't say tefillah b'tzibur and then sacrifice the enhancement to the geula. So that's how Rabbi Will explains all these halachas. I thought it was a beautiful part. Now, what about l'maisa? Baruch Hashem le'ol mamein v'yamein. What do we do about that? So the Gemara says, Ashkivenu is geula arichta. And the Gemara also says, what about Hashem's v'asai tivtach that we say before Shemon Esrei? The Gemara says, that's tefillah arichta. So you get the idea that anything you're going to add in, you're going to have to either be able to argue, is geula arichta or tefillah arichta? You have to argue, it's part of geula or part of tefillah. Rishon will go both ways on the Baruch Hashem le'ol mamein v'yamein. It's a mini Shemon Esrei. The 18 mentions of Hashem's name is supposed to serve as a mini Shemon Esrei. The Abadram writes that it was nitkan b'shas hashmad, when we weren't allowed to daven, so we had that as our substitute Shemon Esrei, which is supported by the fact that there's a Kaddish after it. Right? Why is there a Kaddish in between Gula and Tefillah? Likely because the Baruch Hashem Le'ol Mamein V'Amein was the Shemon Esrei, and then we had a Kaddish. But anyway, so that's how it was nitkan. So that's what some of the Rishonim say, yeah, but nowadays we daven Shemon Esrei, so don't say that. You shouldn't say Baruch Hashem Le'ol Mamein V'Amein. Whereas others say, no, once it was put there as part of the Tefillah, it now becomes Ki Tefillah Arichta, now becomes part of the Tefillah Arichta. So that's what Rabbeinu Yonah says. Some rabbis skipped it, but Rabbeinu Yonah quotes the name of the Ramban, that becomes part of the Tefillah. What do the Achronim have to say about it? So the minhag in Eretz Yisrael is that they don't say it. In Chutz Laaretz we do. So what is it about Eretz Yisrael that we don't say it? In Chutz Laaretz we do. So Rav Moshe writes in the Tshuva, in Or Chaim Chelek Beis, Simon Kuf Beis, it's not about Eretz Yisrael in Chutz Laaretz. It's the minhag Hagra was not to say it. And the people who established the Yishuv in Eretz Yisrael were all Talmidei Hagra. So the minhag Hagra took hold in Eretz Yisrael. It's not really about Eretz Yisrael per se. But certainly if you're someone who lives in Eretz Yisrael and you're visiting Chutz Laaretz and you're davening for the Amud, or you're someone who follows the minhag Hagra and you're davening for the Amud, you can't skip it. You have to say it together because that's what the Tzibur does. You can't do different than the entire Tzibur does. The Rav Bitzal Stern in his Tshuvas Bitzal Chachma Chel Dal Simon Chafei has a huge tshuva on this topic, of course. conforming versus not conforming. Now, I will say, if you're going to say it, the shul should leave enough time for everybody to actually say all the words. It's not right that in a lot of shuls, since some of the people aren't saying it, mostly because, not because they know why they're not saying it, just because they don't want to say it. So it turns out that they rush through it so quickly, it's impossible to say all the words. That's a terrible avla. That shouldn't happen. It's also a question, what about Peshamru on Friday night? What's that? Is that Gula Richta? So the Torah writes that, yes, that's also Gula Richta. Why is that? What does Vishamru have to do with Gula? That's just Yay Shabbos. What does that have to do with Gula? So it has to do with Gula, the Torah says, because if a person, if Klal Yisrael Shomer Shtei Shabbosos, the Mol Yisrael Yisrael Shtei Shabbosos, Miyad Nigalin, we'd have a Gula right away if we kept two Shabbosos. So Shabbos is all about Gula. The Drisha says, no, any mention of the day is part of Tefillah Arichta. So Vishamru is part of Tefillah Arichta. That's also the Poskim discussed. Tikkun B'Chod the Shofar, is that also Gula? Whether all these little things that we add in are Gula. Then one last point, Ga'al Yisrael, we answer Amen or we don't answer Amen. So the Shulchan Aruch says, as Machlokas Mechaber Amah, in Siman Samach Vav Siv Zayin, whether you're supposed to answer Amen on the Bracha of Ga'al Yisrael. So Mishabura says the way to avoid the problem is finish the bracha of Ga'al Yisrael together with the Shliach Tzibur. The post can point out in Tfil Kilchsa Perkid Alf, he quotes from Rav Henkin in Ha'ara Kuf Samachvav, in Tfil Kilchsa Perkid Alf, he quotes from Rav Henkin in Edus Li Yisrael, the way to not solve that problem, the incorrect way to solve that problem, I should say, is by having the Shliach Tzibur not say the bracha out loud. That's not correct, La Halacha. Shliach Tzibur is supposed to say that bracha out loud. That's not a way to solve the problem. The way to solve the problem is to have the Shliach Tzibur say it out loud and everyone say it along with the Shliach Tzibur. And in that way, you won't have a problem of Smichas Kulu Tzvilas. I think that answers the question.